Hey guys, welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. Today I have a special guest on the show, Michael Harborn. He's with freshbelief.com. It's his blog. He's the co-founder or the founder of Fresh Belief. And welcome to the podcast, Michael.
Hey, cheers. Cheers, Trevor. It's great to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you on because Kindle publishing is very passive business model, and you've been doing Kindle publishing for a long time. Can you talk a little bit about yourself and your history with the Kindle publishing business model?
Sure. So I got into Kindle publishing around 2 years ago, and it was after, you know, when you go through all the kind of different business models, you're looking at this one. I even went into dropshipping a bit. I talk about a bit about that on my blog. And even after leaving Kindle publishing and going to dropshipping and coming back and even trying affiliate marketing, I always came back to Kindle publishing because Kindle publishing is like one of their models where you publish a book. If you publish a book in a way which is high quality and it can sell long term, it's just set and forget. That's the best thing about Kindle publishing is I can publish a book today on, let's say, dropshipping, if that's one of the profitable keywords, and it starts to gain traction on Kindle, paperback and audio and hardcover, and it starts to gain traction. And I don't touch that book for, let's say, a year. It's still going to make me money year after year because Amazon and Audible do everything for me. I don't have to, I could just go off to an island as long as I do the work up front right, and I don't have to do anything. Like, that's the advantage of doing Kindle publishing. That's really the reason why I like it. And that's the reason why, even after I've gone away from it, I always come back to it.
Cool. And so how many books do you have published right now?
Okay, so currently I have only 12 books because I've had a few problems in the past from Amazon taking books away from me and copyright. I used to have about 25 books. But that has gone down. Like it's one of them problems. You know, if you don't do things properly, this is what happens. But I'm building it back up. I'm currently publishing 8 books this month, which will bring my revenue back up.
Cool, man. That's awesome. So generally speaking, I mean, usually when people wonder about like a business model, if they want to pursue it online or not, like I know I'm wondering this, it's the first question out of my mind is how much money can I make with it? Can you give people an idea of like how much money they can make? Maybe give an example of how much money you've made over time and maybe some other influencers you know that do Kindle publishing, how much money they make online?
Sure. So like currently I make around $1,000 per month because of all the books that have been taken away from me. I used to make around $2,500 to $3,000 a month from Kindle publishing, and that was with 20 books. And I wasn't really, after I did that, I didn't do much. And then Amazon actually sent me emails to say this, and I ignored them and I didn't know anything, and the books got taken away. But there are people online earning like $10,000 a month. There's guys earning $20,000 a month from Kindle publishing. So if you want to check out some guys, like there's two guys who do really well. This is the Mixon twins with Audible. They just did like 12,000 last month from their books, and they didn't touch them. So that's one of the big things that can happen. If you set it all up right, it is such a huge way to earn money in 2018.
Cool, man. That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, for most people, I think $2,000 to $3,000 is all you need to live pretty much a full-time income. I think it really depends on where you live and stuff like that. Now you live in Bangkok, Thailand, right?
Yeah. Cool, Been here for over a decade.
And you're from the UK though, right? When did you make that move to Bangkok and why did you do that?
Okay, so it was around, it was around 11 years ago, and I originally came from Muay Thai, and I was a professional fighter for around 8 years. And then, yeah, so I've been fighting for 8 years. Like I came here originally for 7 months to actually fight. And then, okay, typical Frank story, you get a girlfriend and then you go back to your home country and you come back again. But I came back again and I was only supposed to stay for 2 months, but then I got a fight rush down the stadium and I started having other fights, and I was like, you know what, I want to stay, I want to find out how I can stay. So then I started fighting, I got some like part-time work on the side, and I just stayed all of this time just to fight Muay Thai and just enjoy my life here. Because once I realized that life here, even though I've been earning a lot more as a fighter, was so much more enjoyable than going back to England in the cold, the wet, the rain. You know, it was just like, I'm just going to stay here. I'm just going to stay in Thailand. It's like most people, they presume, this is what I have on my blog. They presume that I came to Thailand because to get that kind of lower, you know, the economy kind of change where you go to another country to live cheaper. Like, I was already here for like 9 years before I became an entrepreneur.
Interesting. So how much money does it cost you, generally speaking, to live like month to month out here in Thailand?
Like my cost of living cost around, it's about 20,000 baht. So that's around like 700 US.
Wow.
And I live a comfortable life, you know?
$700. And I'm sure that's not, you're not like going out and splurging and all that stuff, but I mean, it's pretty comfortable still, right?
I do go out, you know, it's like, yeah. even like, okay. So the place that I live in, it costs me around $200 a month. And then my food is around another $200. And then I've got the rest. Then I've got another, what's that? 12,000 baht. So we're looking at $200, $300 per month on what I want to spend. I could spend more, but at the same time, I'm reinvesting that back into my business now. So the thing is, like, I could live this lavish lifestyle now. Like, I was the whole of 2017, I was spending like, we're talking like 1,000, 1,500 up per month on just anything. I was living in a bigger condo and everything. But now that I'm trying to actually really scale up my business back up to the levels it was at before, I've actually cut down on a lot of stuff. It's like, I could live even cheaper. I could live for, if I wanted to, $300 a month, if I wanted to. But I just feel that if I did that, I would go insane. Hmm. You know, you have to have like a balance. But you know, that is the possibility of like living in Thailand, is you're able to cut your costs right down. So then you can use that money to grow or do whatever you want to do with it. You know, like, I'm looking within the next 12 months to have my Kindle publishing business up to $10,000 per month. That's where I want it to be. And I'm taking progressive steps now to actually do that, because I know how to do it. It's just taking the steps now, consistent steps to actually get there.
100%. And that kind of leads me into my next question, but how much time does it usually take to set up something like this? If you're just starting from scratch, or maybe you already have a different business going on out there and you want to move into Kindle, you know, how much, generally speaking, time does it take to like publish a book and launch it and actually see some return on investment?
Okay, sure. So it comes down to how much of the business do you want to outsource? Mm. Now, the most important part is like niche and keyword research, which is going to take you a newbie pub. It's going to 2 weeks, because a lot of the Kindle course, they have, let's say, an outline and a guideline on how to do it. It doesn't go in depth. So it's going to take you a bit longer. You can have the Facebook groups that you're in. It's going to take 1 to 2 weeks to do that. Then to write the book is based on the writing company. So that's another 1 to 2 weeks. Okay. And the things like, why the book's getting written, you can get everything else done. So that's like the front cover, the back cover. And when you get the book back, so that's another book back. So that's another that's 5 weeks. So I'd say 5 weeks from if you can do keyword. Okay. So it's really down to you on how long it takes you to actually find your niche and your keywords. But if you're minusing that part out, it takes 2 weeks to have the book written. And then it takes, I'd say, another week or so, another couple of days, because you have to have the book proofread and edited and formatted and everything. So it's going to take you about 3 weeks to get the book written and ready for publishing. And then you can make your money back. Like, I've made money back on some of my books within 1 to 2 weeks. But the thing is, the problem that you have is Amazon only pays you 60 days. So let's say you publish a book in July and you get the royalties report like every day, but you get the end of the month, okay, for July, and then you get paid that amount in August. Okay, you get paid that amount 60 days later. So that's going to be August, September. You're going to pay it at the end of September. However, with CreateSpace, which is where you're going to make more of your money, and Audible, it's going to be 30 days later. So for July, for your royalties in July, you get paid it at the end of August. So you're looking, if you do everything right and you can actually get your money, if you do everything right and you can get your ROI back on that book, which is can be anything from $300 to $500, $300 to $700. If you do everything right, you can get it back within 30 days. Well, 30 to 60 days.
Awesome. Yeah, it sounds like most online business models takes about a month to start, another month to make your money back, yeah. and after that, it's passive. Cool. Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. So with that said, with all that time put in, and like you said, like the outsourcing and stuff like that, how much money does it usually take up front to start a book or maybe a series of books?
Okay, so like every book, you're going to be looking at a minimum cost because you want to be writing a book a minimum of 10,000 words. So with the writing companies, like the cheapest one you want to go with is eWrite Solutions. But with them, you're going to have to read your book, have it proofread, everything like that. But the total cost is going to be anything from about $310 all the way to $700. It really depends on your book length and how much it costs to get a narrator, because you want to get your book on audio, because like Kindle is okay, paperback's better, but Audible is the way everything's going. It's going to, if you don't get it narrated, okay, about $250. $250 to $550. That's if you don't get the book narrated. But if you do, okay, it's going to be $300 to about $700. Okay. Depending on the length of your book and the company that you get it written with.
Okay. And what about the sales page? Do you outsource the copywriting for that and the cover of the book and all that stuff too? Or do you do that yourself?
Okay. The covers I have outsourced, but the title and the sales page description is like my copywriting is like, I'd say I'm good to very good. So I don't need someone to outsource this to. However, I've taken a course. My friend Ollie's got a course which shows people how to do this process. And that really upped my game as well with the copywriting. So if you're gonna really outsource this, like I've outsourced it for $25 and the guy that wrote it, he didn't know what he was doing. So to hire a real good copywriter, it's gonna cost you anywhere from $200 to $1,000. So when you first start, there's no point in you doing this because it's going to be really out of your budget. What I would do is like, if you get like really good sales of this book, okay, take that book and pass it to a copywriter and say, okay, I need this done. Mm. But if you do the right research up front for your book, you don't need, you can be like an okay writer, but if you know your customer and the keyword, you don't need to really outsource it to a great copywriter, because by researching your customer, you're actually going to know what their wants and needs are, and you can put that in the description.
Awesome. Yeah, I feel like you can probably learn copywriting online pretty easy. There's free courses. I know there's YouTube videos on copywriting, so something that's definitely worth maybe spending a few hours or at least a few days learning. And I know I've done that in the past, and I've gotten pretty good at it. I know you're better at copywriting than I am. I guess it just takes practice, right? I mean, writing sales letters, right?
It's just practice. 100%.
All right, cool. So we've kind of gone over a lot already, like how much money you can make, how much time it takes, what the upfront investment is. Can you just go kind of a brief overview, a step-by-step of how it works from start to finish? You know, just for absolute beginners that don't know how it works and kind of want to get into it.
Sure. I've actually, let me just bring up my list. All right. So first off, you need to do your niche and keyword research. So a niche is going to be a category on Amazon. So you go into Amazon, you look at the categories and you pick one. Like a niche is something like health and wellness, health and fitness, like self development, self-help. What else we got? We got business, we got marketing. They're like your big niche. And then you find keywords within the niche. So like within, marketing. So within marketing, you have things like, social media, that's marketing. You have content marketing. You have email marketing. What else? What other kind of marketing is there? I'm thinking of Tommy. Other kind of marketing. Within marketing, you can do copywriting as well. That would be another keyword, because what you want to be looking for when you look at like a niche is you want to see what books would somebody want. So if somebody is wanting to be, okay, I'm going to use myself as an example. if I was writing books for myself as a blogger, I would write books around blogging, how to make money with blogging, how affiliate marketing works, email marketing, how to write better blog posts, how to write better emails, you know, how to quickly come up with titles. So do you see how it's, if you take one person and you look at what their wants and needs and what they really want, then you can actually create a persona or create books around that person. But at the same time, is you need to check whether those keywords are profitable. So the basic for the profitability is the top six, four of the top six books are under 100,000. This is in the Amazon store. So once you found your keywords, which are all under this ratio, what you do then is you start to create books around them. Then you have to do like the research for each individual book. You have to go in and you have to check what those people want for that specific book. Like for, let's say, email marketing, what people struggle with when they do email marketing? Is it the lead generation? Is it the writing of the emails? Is it the title of the emails? You have to actually look what their problems are, and you can find it easily on Amazon and in forums and different places on the internet. It's very easy to find this information. All you're doing is you're taking what they're saying and putting that into your book, and you can even put that into the description. So after you've basically done your research, is then creating a title which creates curiosity. Then you're creating the description which is going to sell that person. Then after you've done that, then you create an outline for the writer. The more detailed your outline is, the better book you're going to get. Now think about it. If you send someone a book that says, okay, I want a book written on email marketing, you're not going to get a book which is what you want. If you say, I want this, you're going to get a book which is exactly what you want. And that's important, because what a lot of publishers do is they just send the keyword to the writing company and a subtitle, and they expect the world, and they're going to get crap. That's as basic as you can get it. So yeah, then after you've created your book, you've done the research, it becomes a bit easier. Then you have the book written for you by a writing company. Or you can go onto Upwork and get it outsourced, but in my experience, it's very difficult to find a writer. I prefer just to go to a writer company or give the book. They've already got the team in place. Boom, there. Okay, give me the book after like 10 or 12 days. Easy. Okay, after that is, while it's getting written, you want your covers created. Create three covers, because then when you get there, if you get the three covers created, then you can select which cover you like best. If you create one cover, then you're left with that one cover, and you're thinking, oh, which cover is this good enough? But if you create three covers, then you have the opportunity to actually choose which one you feel is best, or you can take them three covers and you can ask your friends and family, which cover do they prefer? Or people that are in that niche, ask them, okay, which cover would you prefer as a buyer? Which one interests you the most? That's the best way. Go to people who would buy the book. Then you choose the best cover that you've done. Let's go back to the other list. Okay. After you've done that, so get the front cover. Okay. You create the back cover of the book, the back cover and the spine. So that's the book created. Then when it comes back, you want to check it doesn't have any copyright infringement. So you put it through Copyscape, and then you have it proofread by a proofreader of Upwork. You have to hire someone, find someone. Then you have it formatted so it looks great, because sometimes Amazon screws up the way the book looks. So you want it done well for Amazon, Kindle, and you want it done for CreateSpace. Then you take that book, you send it to a narrator to have the book narrated. And then you get your reviews. Now, the reviews is one of the hardest parts. Now, some people like to use review swaps, which I'm highly against. But for me, for my books, I'm able to get reviews by outreach. Now, I outreach to people on Amazon, I outreach to people in niche specific groups, I outreach to people on forums, on blogs, all these kind of ways. And, you know, not everybody's going to reply back to you, but the people that do, they're more likely to review your book. Now, on my last experiment, I sent out, I got a list of 30 people. Now, out of that 30 people, 7 people reviewed the book. So what's that percentage? 21%. So that's about 25% of the people actually reviewed the book, which is, I'd say, in most people's experience, is good. Then after that, your book is going to be narrated by the narrator. after you get the book back, you check the narration, and then you go on and you publish the book on Audible. So that's really it in a nutshell of everything you need to do.
Got it. Yeah, it's definitely a lot of work. It's a lot of different steps. And thank you so much for sharing all that, by the way. It's a lot of stuff. Now, I wanted to let the listeners know, and the watchers know, the viewers know, you have a checklist, right? For all this stuff?
Yeah, I have a checklist. It's currently part of my course. Okay. So I'm not giving that checklist away for free. Okay. They can purchase the checklist. Okay. But it's not something I currently give that away for. I have other things I give away for free, such as what makes a cube profitable, like the other steps you need that makes a cube profitable. I've had that in a checklist. I also have my free course, which will take you through all the steps that I taught you. So I have a few things that are free, but not everything that I have is free, because it did take me time and it's taken me years of knowledge to actually go through.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure the viewers can respect that. Let's talk a little bit about your course. It's called Rapid Kindle Keywords. What do you cover in the course, and what are you providing as far as an end result for your users?
Okay, so I just want to go back to the reason why I created the course, if that's cool.
Cool with me.
Okay, so like I said before, every key Kindle publishing course that I've taken, it hasn't really gone into depth on keyword research. And keyword research is something that a lot of publishers, they complain about. They gripe about, because they can't seem to get this into their head. So for me, that was like kind of an inspiration. You know what? These other publishers are not doing it. Like, even like some of the courses that I've been around for years, they still haven't done this part. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to create something which is going to go really in depth on just the niche and keyword research part of Amazon. Because if somebody can find the niche and the keywords, they can publish books all day long. And this process, I've broken it down into a systematic format. So it takes you from finding your niche, then finding your keywords, then actually creating your persona, and then finding less competitive keywords. Because some keywords that you might think are profitable, let's say a word like habits or meditation, something like that, those keywords, they're going to be profitable, but at the same time, you're going to go into that keyword and your book is going to get swamped because the competition is too much. So what I do is I systematically show you how to find less competitive keywords very, very easily. Now, I've already had two successful students already who have been able to find their niche and their keywords just by using my system. So that makes me quite proud. And I've had other students come to me say, you know what, you make keyword research look like child's play. That was the best comment I've had so far. But yeah, it's just going to make your niche and keyword research so, so easy. And as this is the first stage in your Kindle publishing business, this is something that you should really take serious.
Yeah, it sounds like it's really, really viable and definitely something you need to learn as a beginner. So that's awesome that you made that. Now, let's talk about your free mini course. So, you know, you just kind of gave the viewers like a free mini course right now, but of course it's all kind of, face-to-face stuff. People want to dive in to see like what it looks like actually doing some of this stuff. So where can they find that free mini course and, what's involved?
Okay, so they can go to freekindlecourse.com. You can put that in the link in the description, and that's gonna basically take you to like an opt-in page where you just have to sign up and you get the email, and the email is going to send you to the course. Now, the course is going to basically goes over all the basics. So it's going to show you the niche and keyword research, how to do that. It's going to give you the basics over that. Then it's going to show you how to create a persona. Then it's going to show you how to research, get your title, create your description. It's going to go over the basis of that. Then it's going to show you how to get your book created. And then it's going to show you how to publish your book. And then I go over a review. So this is just like a basic overview of Kindle publishing. But if you take this course and you apply it, you can actually publish your first book on Amazon. You know, it doesn't go into CreateSpace. It doesn't go into Audible. It just goes into Kindle publishing. But this course, if you actually don't overthink, because I know what a lot of people do, they overthink it, they need more information. No. If you take what I teach in this course, you can publish your first book on Amazon. It's as simple as that. You know, so that's really it in a nutshell.
Cool. And the last thing I wanted to talk to you about was your blog, Fresh Belief. So you've been doing Fresh Belief for some time now. Can you talk a little bit about your journey there with blogging and affiliate marketing?
Sure. So I started my blog back in 2015, and it was a way just to talk about my journey through Kindle publishing. Now, I kind of took that journey up to about February 2016 because my aim was to earn $10,000 at that point. But I didn't really achieve. I got to about $2,500-$3,000. So after that, it's just been about just talking about Kindle publishing, things I'm doing at the time, and just letting people know, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly about what I'm going through. Because I know a lot of people online, they always talk about the good things. And you never hear about what can go wrong, the bad things that happen. And I'm there just telling you as it is. You know, like I have had the good, I have had the bad. And you can see, like, I've had one of my biggest posts for Kindle publishing was, well, after the comparison post that I did between two courses, was my copyright post. I talk about the copyright infringement I got. And the amount of feedback that I've got from that course has been amazing. Like, people have like really thanked me for it because like nobody really talks about this kind of stuff. Like, they go over briefly, but they don't do it from their own experience. They don't talk about things that happen to them because they're scared of perception of other people on the outside. And it can be scary. It can be scary to actually talk about your failures because everybody online now, they think they have a perception of how they're supposed to look. And one of the dangers with that is you stop yourself from writing about specific things because you're scared of how people will perceive you and think about you and how it's going to affect certain sales, certain affiliate sales, and your business and everything. But at the end of the day, I just want to write about this because this for me is like, I can look back at this certain steps and I'm like, okay, I was there. This is the crap that happened. Like, I'm about to come out of a post recently in the next week or two that's going to talk about all the crap that happened in 2017 and what I did and what you shouldn't do. You know, so that's the kind of post I want to put out there because I want people to be able to learn from this stuff. Because if they can, they don't make the same mistakes I did and they actually do things in the right way. They move forward progressively instead of, you know, just doing things which they shouldn't be doing.
That's awesome. So yeah, you guys, if you want to learn more about Michael's journey and read about his, you know, downsides as well as his upsides and all the good things that happened in his life and all the messed up things, go to freshbelief.com. That's his blog. And Michael, it's freekindlecourse.com again. Is that the mini course?
Yeah, free Kindle course for the free Kindle cool. course. Yeah.
Okay, so go check that out, guys, and get his Rapid Kindle Keywords course. I'm in there too, and it's really, really good. I can't recommend it highly enough. I'm actually going to be getting into Kindle publishing myself. That's part of the reason why I wanted to do this interview, is to learn more. So I hope all the viewers out there, you guys, really enjoyed this podcast. Thanks again for being on, Michael.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
All right. Cool. Cheers.